I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hey, what's up? It's Metal Shop and Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. It's my delight, my pleasure to speak with Steve Zetrosouza, the man on the vocals from Exodus. You've probably seen him on stage rocking. I think I saw him a few years back at Studio 7. We've seen him Showbox Soto, all over, man. And they're coming back with Persona Non Grata November 19th on Nuclear Blast. So congratulations on coming back full force with a new record. How are you doing today?
Thanks. How are you guys today? Good to be back here.
Absolutely, man. So are you down in California right now, I'm assuming?
Yeah, we're in Northern California, exactly. Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco Bay Area.
Cool, man. And are you pretty pumped to get this record out? I bet it's been a pretty weird time for you in the last 18 months, as it has for everyone else.
Yeah, like everything else, it seems like, and it doesn't look like it's necessarily just ending like abruptly anytime soon. It seems like it's linger here maybe for another year or so, but we'll try to get through it.
Yep.
And cut through it. But we do have a new record done, first one in 7 years, Persona Non Grata. It'll be out November 19th, so we're excited about that. We're very happy, very pleased with everything that's gone on, and it gave us some time to work on it, actually, to be able to go back and do the things sometimes you don't necessarily get to do after you're done with it.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. So the you said it's the first album in 7 years. A lot of people have, gone in and written full albums and worked on full albums. Was this something that you guys had ready before the pandemic started? Or is this like a quote-unquote pandemic record?
No, I Gary was splitting time between Exodus and Slayer, and it was Slayer. So there was really no time frame that left us and him time to get together to put something quality together and have the time to go through it. Otherwise he'd keep getting the call. So actually when it all finished 2 years ago, it was able to, at the end, at the New Year's Eve shows, then he was able to focus completely on Exodus, and that's why I think the record is so strong. And I mean, maybe they were songs that were composed over the last few years, but we only started working on them last summer.
How fair is that, right? He finally has time to focus all of his time on Exodus, and then pff, the world goes to...
That's okay. I mean, it wasn't timed by anything else, but it was good for us because we got to spend a lot of extra time on the record to, you know, be able to go over it and see what, you know, we liked about it. And if there was some change, and I had a couple of things that I listened to after it, and I called Gary up and go, hey, I'm going to try this. Can I go in the studio with Juan? Yeah, do that, man. Let's see what happens. We got time. Let's do that.
That's great.
And not a couple of things that worked out, a couple of things that didn't. So.
So I know that there's going to be a lot of diehard Exodus fans listening to this, and I don't want to, you know, put out spoilers or anything, but is there anything, you know, that you can kind of, you know, tease us with? Like, what can we expect from the new record, and what do you think really stands out about it?
Absolute brutality. It's sheer mayhem. Exodus violence at its best. Lyrically, musically, I explain it, if you haven't heard it, that this is not a nice record. Mm. And for a metal fan, that's exactly what you want to hear. This is not a nice album, by any way, the music is abrasive. The lyrics, the vocal attack, the lead attack, everything is very abrasive, very violent. So it's, our fans are going to love it. I know it. The ones that have heard it already have told me they love it to death. So, and we've released The Beatings Will Continue.
Yeah.
And that's a good pace of what I would say the album is worth right there.
That's awesome, man. Well, we very much look forward to it. And believe it or not, you can actually pre-order the album with a limited edition long box. So if you're old school CD collector, box available through the Decibel pre-order, which is crazy awesome. Old school.
The album, really cool. I love this album cover. It's really graphic. It's really violent. There's a lot to look at. It's one of those ones where you sit on your bed and you listen to the record and you go and just look at all the that's going on it. That's what I like about it.
You know, metal is really the last subgenre, the last genre that really, like, album art still matters because people still buy physical media in metal. So
that's true.
It's awesome.
That's true.
So how did you personally hold up during the lockdown, man? How'd you stay from going insane?
Actually, everybody gained weight. I lost 65 pounds. Wow. I went on a diet, got myself busy. I was, you know, just doing what you got to do.
Yep.
I grew weed for the first time because I live in California.
Yeah.
I never had time to do before because I was always being on the road. It's a very temperamental plant. But it came out pretty good. It was just hung around. I have three pugs, spent a lot of time with my pugs.
Nice.
Like, nobody did much. I'm a movies guy too. I couldn't even go to the movies. So just kind of got through it. Like I said, got in shape, you know what I mean? Did changed it up a little bit.
Can we expect an Exodus strain?
Maybe not an Exodus strain, but a Zetro strain. I hear that people are working on this, one guy's working on. So
nice.
Quite possible.
Dude, that's awesome. Right on, man. Well, that's certainly, you know, something you need time for and you need to be home for and everything, like you mentioned. So congratulations on that.
Man, thank you.
So I'm always curious about this. So, like, obviously you're a musician. So you first and foremost, you're a music lover, you know, and the last 18 months has been hard on all of us, obviously some more than others. But if you're having like a really rough day, what's an album that you can go to bring you back to where you need to be? Something that you love.
Last year, actually, it's been Sabotage by Black Sabbath. I've listened to more than, if I was to say, in the last year, I've been listening to a lot of stuff, new and old, you know, but I've been listening to a lot to Sabotage by Black Sabbath.
Cool.
I love that record. I love Megalomania, especially that song. So I love that and Rainbow. Always Rainbow's always a go-to for me.
Nice, dude. Some of that classic stuff. So, you know, were those actually, let me rephrase that. When, you know, going back to when you were a kid, what was the first band that made you, or the first musician that made you want to, you know, grab a microphone and sing your heart out?
I was, my dad was a biker, so I was exposed to the FM stations at an early age. My dad bought me, for my birthday when I was 8 years old, Led Zeppelin, the 4-4 record with the Stairway to Heaven on it. So Led Zeppelin 4 on 8-track. I don't know if you remember what 8-tracks were. They were. And so he, that was the first. And then once I heard that, I loved heavy music, Alice Cooper, Black Sabbath, anything that Allman Brothers, anything that had some good heaviness to it, some good rock into it. So
did
early
you,
Leonard's Ted Nugent.
Oh yeah, Skinner, Nugent. Were you ever nervous, or did what gave you kind of the balls and like the idea to like get up there grab a mic and do it? Were you ever nervous, or did it come pretty natural to you?
I think it takes balls to do that, because you can learn to play guitar, you can learn to play drums and bass or even piano, but when walks up and go, yeah, I can sing. Oh, you can? Since when? You know, so kind of like one of those things you try and you just keep going for it. I guess you're nervous in the beginning. I have not been in forever, since, 35 years. I'm not nerved by the crowd or a live show. That doesn't get to me. I don't have a problem with that.
So you've done time in killer bands, and then you stepped in when Paul Bailoff passed away from Exodus classically, and he was like OG vocalist, and then you stepped into some really, really big shoes, but you knocked it out of the park. But from your perspective, when you're jumping into a situation like that, do you want to duplicate what has already been there, or do you want to be just do your own thing and rock that?
I think there has to be a transition period and a blend of all that, because if you go and listen to what Bruce did on Number of the Beast, mm-hmm. he was not necessarily what Paul Di'Anno did, but by now it's completely something completely different, mm-hmm. So I think that there's always got to be a progression in what you do, and so and always finding yourself. But when you're replacing somebody, I mean, look at Brian Johnson had the hardest job in the world. Yep. To replace Bon Scott. And Bon Scott's my favorite singer in the world, but he nailed it. Yep. I mean, he totally nailed it. I think, Ronnie coming in for Ozzy, mm-hmm. Ronnie nailed it. Those are one of my two favorite records ever are Heaven and Hell and Mob Rules. You know what I mean? So I just think that, you have to have a bit of your own, but always keep the essence of what the band was all about, and that's what makes it, especially for a singer.
Absolutely, man. So I'm just curious about that. And, I am curious also, I'm going to throw you a little softball here, because this is kind of a cheesy question, but I do have to ask, because, we're not getting billions here, in the world of metal. You have to be passionate about it. And like the passion and the love for metal just like screams from the turntable with an Exodus record. When you put it on, it's just fierce metal. And you were saying, this new album, it's not a nice record. So obviously you guys are diehard metalheads. What, after all these years, what does the metal community mean to you?
You just stay true to yourself. They're the smartest fans of all subgenre of rock and roll. So they know if you're, giving them fake, they know if you're coming in for, if you're not the real deal, and they've always known what they've got from us. So, and we've always known what to give to them. We've never tried to try to fake them out any way, shape, or form. And I think that's what the beauty of metal is that the fans are real, the music is real, it comes from the heart, it's mm-hmm. listened to from the heart. And that's why bands like us and bands like Iron Maiden and Priest and Anthrax and Megadeth and like original bands from like the 80s can still go out and do big venues and have still droves of fans and new fans, because the music is timeless. It doesn't ever get old or is never dated.
Absolutely, man. Now, I know you must like a couple bands that aren't necessarily metal or hard rock or musicians. I'm curious, what is a musician or artist that you dig that people might be surprised?
I've always loved Tears for Fears, okay. Always, for some reason. So even since the 80s, and when that first thing came out with Everybody Wants to Rule the World and Shout, I just thought that was killer. And then they did a second record called, and I just loved that, the Sowing the Seeds of Love, mm-hmm. and I just really liked that. And I just liked the vocal harmonies they did. I mean, I listened to, old funk stuff too. Got anything from Moonsy to Earth, Wind, and Fire, Prince, The Time, that's all great stuff. Rick James, that's all quality stuff, you know. So I love any of that kind of stuff, punk music, you know.
Well, you know, from the Bay Area, you guys have a rich history of funk music in the Bay Area, dude.
Yeah, totally. I mean, come on, Sly and the Family Stone. You know, there's some great, great artists there. We had them play on our record. God damn it, their name's on my tongue. And, God, they're amazing horn section. Tower Power played on our record, Force of Habit. So we've been with all kinds of music, though. The Bay Area has been a hub for a lot of things over the years.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, man. And everything from hard rock to metal to hip hop to funk to soul to, you know, all that stuff. It's a rich history of the Bay Area. So that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Well, I didn't want to take up too much of your time today, but I do have one final question for you. Now, this is kind of a weird one, but if you could play along. Pick a scar on your body, Steve, and tell us the story of how you got the scar.
I have on my right hand on the ring finger that's next to the pink. Okay, mine is, if you look at mine, it's slit down the middle. It doesn't look like a normal we were throwing bottles against the side of a building when I was a kid and had this ring on and when through this certain bottle, it broke as it left my hand, and the glass went all the way down the center of my finger. Damn. And they had to sew both parts back up all the way around. So that's the one I always remember because I can look at it every day. It's been, the finger's never gone back to looking to a normal finger again. It always looks like it's been cut in half.
Was there any permanent nerve damage from that?
No, not at all. Oh, wow. Not at all.
All right.
Nope.
Right on, man. Well, that's quite the scar. So if you see Exodus live, make sure you look at his fingers very closely.
That's wild. Yep.
Right on, man. All right. Again, Exodus new album Persona Non Grata coming out November 19th on Nuclear Blast. You can pre-order it. All right, Steve Zetrosouza, any final words for the Northwest and Seattle audience?
I'll be seeing you guys soon. I know that they didn't book the It Strikes Back tour, but we have so many great fans up in the Northwest, up in Seattle, up in Tacoma, up in Oregon, up there. So we'll be there. We will be there. Damn it.
Right on, man. Thanks for taking the time and pre-order that album.
Thank you. See you soon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.